Hey guys, welcome back to our podcast. I'm Kyla.
And Ashley.
And this is another episode of our podcast.
This is our new theme song. Boom, 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 boom. That's actually just the intro to the Mii box. It was the first thing that came to my mind, and I thought we needed a theme song.
I didn't know what she was doing, but I decided I was going to go along with it.
You know what I'm talking about? It's like, boom, 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 boom.
Oh, yeah. But she just started at a different part. But she just started at a different part that I was not immediately familiar with in my brain.
I didn't, like, break a leg the whole boom, 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 boom. Welcome to our podcast.
Period, poo. And in case that's trademarked, you know we gave it credit, so it doesn't even matter.
Period, poo can be trademarked.
Period poo's not trademarked.
Who started that?
Probably City Girls.
Meg. I fight when a random period.
Period. I'm pretty sure City Girls started that with Act Up.
Good for them.
Because I think they were the first one, like, that I know of at least, who said period. And then when that song got super popular, because Hot Girl Summer, you know? And then everyone was like, period.
I miss Hot Girl Summer. That, I think 2019 summer.
2019 really? Summer sucked.
I don't even remember 2019. No. You know what was really kicking? The summer right before junior year. That summer? Oh, yeah.
You mean when we went to California?
Yeah, but that not even California, because that was like
2 weeks.
That was August. Yeah.
And that was like
at the very end of the summer. I mean, that summer, like, I didn't have two fucks in the world what was happening. Junior year.
Yeah.
Summer before junior year. Junior year of my peak. That's it.
Literally, I got my hair done for, like, the first time. I was feeling like,
Oh, that's right. I forgot. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So much happened. I feel like a lot of personal growth happened.
I grew out my hair using only coconut oil. Ish coconut oil. That moment when
you think some people really didn't know that you had extensions?
Some people really didn't know.
You could definitely tell.
Yeah,
your lace was showing.
Yeah, I know. It was pretty trash. But, like, it was the first time. And then after I started going to this other girl, shout out.
That's right. Yeah, that one girl did it really good.
Shout out Camry. We love her. She had me looking good. Because she didn't put, like, the reason that it was, like, looking rough the first time is because my hair wasn't long enough for the extensions, really. So they had to, like, glue front instead of the sew-in. Mm-hmm.
But and it just wasn't that good.
It wasn't that good quality. But after Camry did the sew-in, that junk popped. She was popping. Junior year me, I'll never be that again. I literally peaked.
Me too. I definitely peaked junior year.
Junior year was literally just the peak. I think you're peaking now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think you're on the come up.
I'm definitely coming into my own person. I was definitely like, I was a lot happier, but I'm a completely different person than I was now, and I'm coming into my own.
I definitely think that you did have a peak, like, junior year, but you a little bit senior year.
Oh, I definitely did. To a specific time period in general, I think, like, December 28th to probably, like, April or, like, March 29th, probably.
Somewhere around that.
I got really low within those 4 month periods.
Yeah, you did. But, I don't know. And then you definitely on the come up now, though. I peaked the junior year, and I'll never be that good again.
No. Oh, did this...
I don't know.
Oh, never mind. That threw me off. No. I don't know, Bagel. I think you're cruising.
No.
You definitely hit a rock bottom. A few months ago, you definitely hit a rock bottom that I've seen in a while. But you came up.
Why does your face look lopsided? The longer I stare at that, the more sideways it is.
Sorry, she's looking at a painting on my wall. No, it is lopsided. Her face is like mine. Lopsided.
I don't like that.
She doesn't like you.
That's okay.
Even her lips are on you.
Yeah, I know.
That's point of the art.
That's what threw me off.
You stupid.
I'm taking back my naked lady painting.
You're not.
Yeah.
Pre-ordered. I paid for that. I literally paid for that. I paid $25 for that.
Well, just for that, I'm not letting you pre-order the other one.
No, Bagel! No!
Pre-order!
I pre-ordered that for like a year now. And I'm still waiting.
It'll probably never get finished.
I will buy it right now.
But there's no doves.
That's okay. I can imagine them.
There's no doves. You can't buy a painting.
What are we talking about? People don't even know what we're talking about.
It doesn't matter. This is our podcast. They signed up for this.
That's fine. Anyways, the naked lady can go right above my...
It's really big. It's like 2 foot by 2 foot.
Then it can go right there. It can go right here.
Throwback to when I had all of those, like, hundreds of One Direction posters on my wall.
Throwback to me had cutouts.
Not in my room. In my mom's house, yeah.
No, you had the one. The one.
Oh, yeah, Nile. The life-size. No, I had all of them life-size posters. But it was ridiculous. But then, okay, so the reason I knew I had to take them down is because they'd start peeling off the walls. And it would scare the heck out of me. Like, they'd fall down, and I'd be like, there's a raccoon in my room.
I know, it's just Niall.
I know, that's just Harry.
That's just Harry.
What are you doing?
I don't think... I could probably... You know what... Okay, you know Mercedes on TikTok?
No.
She has a life-size cutout of Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
As she should.
Very funny.
Do you remember that episode of Victorious where their teacher had...
That was iCarly. Oh, my God. What's... From American Idol.
What, so, Jack something, right?
No, it wasn't. Oh my God, no. Freak Wallace, his name was a... I'm gonna go ask Dad real quick.
No, Bagel, you can't leave me.
No, Bagel, I'm gonna be right here. They can hear me. Dad, what was that dude that hosted American Idol? Not Simon, not Osborne.
The older-ish guy. Randy!
Randy!
Randall?
What was his name?
Randy Jackson.
Randy Jackson. That's definitely on a work phone call. What's that judge from American Idol? Yeah, Randy Jackson.
Yeah.
The Randy Jackson call.
When literally you walk into her closet in her room and there's a shrine of Randy Jackson.
Yeah, it's like the whole thing. They had like the cereal and the little merchandise.
I don't think enough people really worship Randy Jackson. Of all the people they could have chosen.
Randy Jackson, I think that was perfect.
I think it relevant was really enough, on brand.
Relevant enough to where everybody knew, but it was like, you find out, you're like, huh.
Nice. Really weird.
Like, what a character plot twist.
Honestly,
like... You know? But it fits, though. I think, like you said, it's very on-brand. It wasn't anything out of the ordinary. You're like, oh, this makes... Like, wait, weird, but it makes sense.
But the fact that she had a closet shrine of Randy Jackson...
Bagel, you had life-size cutouts of One Direction.
In my bedroom. It's not like I hid them away in a closet.
That's true.
She had a whole house.
She had a chair and everything.
She had a whole house to herself. She could have put them wherever she wanted to. And she said, you know what? I'm going to save all of these for the attic. I'm going to go into my attic and there's Randy Jackson.
It's not an attic. It was a closet right outside of her living room. Thank you.
That's the weirdest place.
That's so funny. I think that is I think the creator, I know the whole Nickelodeon thing with
him. I think they literally did acid.
Well, remember the dude that like ran Nickelodeon was a pedophile.
The dude that ran Nickelodeon.
Truly though, an artistic genius, if I do say so myself. Those episodes were so funny.
I think you're the only one who agrees.
Are you kidding me? That was the peak of all shows.
Actually, do you remember the episode of iCarly where Gibby got held hostage by that girl with a pet chicken?
Norm? Oh, wait. Yeah. Did you know? I think it's Neville and her are actually married in real life.
That is,
I'm pretty sure it's
really
Neville.
On brand.
I think that's... I saw it the other day and I meant to send it to you. I'm pretty sure it's Neville and Norma. Nora. Yeah, so Neville and Nora are, like, married with kids.
That's weird. I bet their kids are weird.
I don't think that they're like how
no,
they
they're weird.
You think so?
Yeah, real life weird.
You can't have gummy gum teeth like that and not
be... You can't accurately portray a character like that if you don't have at least a little bit of that in you.
I wonder if he tells his kids that they're going to rue this day.
You will rue this day. I hope he does, honestly.
Do you think they know?
Probably.
Do you think they watch
it depends
episodes?
Depends how old they are.
But do you think... Because like they still play episodes of iCarly.
Okay, here's the thing. If I was in a movie, I would not watch it.
I wouldn't.
Can you imagine being Taylor Lautner now and rewatching Sharkboy and Lava Girl? Have you watched Sharkboy and Lava Girl in your adult stage of life?
Yes.
Did you see how terrible the acting was?
No, it's a horrible movie.
It's really bad.
It's really funny.
And
though.
I was watching it the other day, and I started thinking about it. I was
like this is awful.
I was like, yo. And I was like, what other movies has Taylor Lautner been in? And here's what he's been in.
Abduction.
He's been in Sharkboy and Lava Girl. And all the Twilight movies.
And Abduction.
Forget about Abduction. This is about Twilight, okay? He was in all the Twilight movies and Sharkboy and Lava Girl. So his record is not the greatest.
Oh, Taylor Lautner. He's definitely... I forgot who he's... He's either engaged...
What is happening?
Or he might be married. I was actually talking to Tyler about Taylor Lautner the other day. I don't know if I ever... Oh, I just got water in my eyeball. I don't know if I ever told you this. Taylor Lautner was my biggest... I mean, you can ask Catherine, my biggest childhood crush. I caught her when he won a Teen Choice Award in 2009
when he
I
got had the slime flu.
Yes!
When he got slime. Yeah.
And I called her when she was at her dad's house. And I was like, oh my God, Taylor! And I'm sitting here freaking out. I had the swine flu in my living room. Very much 2000s. Very much 2000s-esque. But no, like my husband. And whenever we play with Barbies and Bratz, I had this blonde Bratz doll, and I named her Taylor after my husband.
Wow. I had a little Nile doll, and when you press the button on his stomach, he would sing What Makes You Beautiful. But my cousin broke him.
Fuck your cousin. Don't right? fuck your cousin, but fuck your cousin.
But fuck your cousin.
But fuck your cousin. But fuck your cousin.
But fuck your cousin.
Yeah.
You know the exercise in theater they do where they're like, place the emphasis on different words to see where, like.
But fuck your cousin.
But fuck your cousin. That is terrible. There's no good way. What's the best way? Probably but fuck your cousin.
But fuck your cousin. Ew, it makes me feel dirty.
but fuck your cousin.
But fuck your cousin.
That's gross.
But fuck your cousin. What's the Pornhub intro?
Sweet Home Alabama.
What's the Pornhub intro?
Probably Sweet Home Alabama.
And it's like a little click. And
why
like,
would ding. I know the Pornhub intro?
You're right. Why would you know that? I'm really, you don't know the Pornhub intro?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Never mind. Don't look at me like that. Oh, well, I know people out here know the Pornhub
intro. Sweet Home Alabama.
But, live oh, my God, wait. The Sweet Home Alabama, instead of going, bam, 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 it's the Pornhub intro. Genius.
You live at home with your mama. Do you ever seen 8 Mile?
Yes, I've seen 8 Mile. Okay. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. 8 Mile is a great movie.
It is.
I mean, I just saw a thing this morning about Machine Gun Kelly and...
I used to literally hate on Machine Gun Kelly for absolutely no reason.
Because you were a hardcore Eminem
fan. Yeah, yeah, for real. But then I watched a bunch of interviews. Okay, Tristan loves Machine Gun Kelly because he watched a bunch of interviews with him. So then he made me watch a bunch of Machine Gun Kelly interviews. And then I got a soft spot for Machine Gun Kelly.
I know, because like, the way it seemed like, Eminem was really just like on his ass for... It was, did it
for
stop?
Real. No, it didn't stop.
Eminem was on his ass for no reason.
Well, he started it.
Machine, I saw stuff.
He literally started it. And I can't even listen to Eminem the same anymore.
I like so I don't really like new Eminem. I didn't like his new album at all.
You can suck my pee pee.
I will. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now.
I will slob on that.
Slob on my knob. Like corn on the cob.
No, I don't know. I don't like
I
Where'd
you get
like,
that straw?
From that cup.
Nice.
And I also got that cup.
Nice.
This is the cups that are $5.
Can I chew on that straw? I don't want this one. This one's pre-chewed.
I shouldn't be chewing on it. These are nice cups.
Can I have that one?
No, babe. Well, don't chew on it.
Not to have it. Just to hold it.
Just to hold? Not to have? What's that from?
Oh, wedding vows. To have and to hold. Vows when you get married. That's what they say. What is that from? Marriage.
Dude, I'm not gonna do wedding vows.
It's what brings us together.
My husband's today. Gonna give me wedding vows.
And love.
What's that from?
What is that from? Princess Bride.
I think I've only actually seen that like once. Hey, well, please don't put little teeth marks. It's from Tony.
Close your eyes, shut your mouth, dream a dream, and get us out. Why does this taste so weird? Heavy is dead.
Oh, nice.
Close your eyes, shut your mouth, dream a... That's also probably Tony. Or Tyler.
This is Tony. He just said heavy is dead.
What is it?
Oh, it's a video he had us watch yesterday. This dude, like, kickflipped off the chair while he was on his noose and hanged himself.
Nice.
It's pretty nice.
Do you know that Tony Hawk is the real-life Perry the Platypus?
Yes. He really is, though.
If you saw him, you'd be like, no, if you saw him without a skateboard, you'd be like, a man? And then if you saw him
he
with
a skateboard, you go, oh, that's Tony
the man. Perry? A platypus? Perry the platypus?
Hi,
Jimmy's mom.
Would you like a croissant? I love Carl Weezer. Ah. My name in Among Us is Carl. You know you should start playing Among
I'm not
Us.
Playing it.
It's actually really fun.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Love it. I Why? Can't. Why are you such a hater? You said I'm not doing it.
I'm it not doing it. I'm not going to.
Does Tristan play Among Us?
Yeah.
I'm going to have him play rounds with me with Among Us. Because I don't have anybody that plays Among Us.
I'm not going to.
Tyler don't play. I showed Tyler like last weekend what it was. I'm going to make him play with me. That's how
it looks so stupid.
It's really fun.
I disagree.
You've never even played it. But do not rain on my parade.
Because everybody, like, literally, the reason I didn't watch Big Mouth for, like, a year after it came
exactly, out. Exactly, and now you love it.
Is because everybody else, I don't want to watch it when everybody else is watching
but
it.
But if you play it when no one else is playing it, no one fun's going to be playing it, Kyla.
I don't even play games on my phone like
Neither
that.
Neither do I. Look at, hold up, look at my phone real quick. We got this screen, and then Among Us is right here with SoundCloud in my mail.
Why do you have a SoundCloud?
Because I listen to music on... I make my own SoundCloud. I'm an underground rapper. You just don't know about me yet. Why There's good music on SoundCloud. There actually is. Hmm. Also, a lot of artists release their unreleased stuff on SoundCloud. It's literally, not very good quality, like, the sound quality.
The only reason that I ever even downloaded SoundCloud was when my friend Rico was putting out music before he was a father. Why do you have that random little piece of wood hanging up? There's nothing on it.
It's a little... I could hang something if I wanted to.
There's nothing on it.
But I could.
It looks like you have a little piece of wood hanging up.
A little piece of wood with a clip so I can hang some on.
Honestly, with nothing attached to the clip, it kind of looks like just like a little present bag hanging up. You were, somebody gave you a present and you were like, yo, this bag?
Like, how do people hang like their H&M bags up on the wall?
Who does that?
A lot of people.
Really?
Did you not know that?
No.
You know, people hang like their like H&M, Victoria's Secret, Forever 21 bags, like just hang them on their wall.
Why?
Like the store bag.
But why?
You
did this for
what?
You did this for what?
Tyler has his Crocs and Post Malone collab bag on his wall.
I think I just threw up. I've done puked in my mouth a few times.
No, but yeah, stuff I wanted to.
Are they opening up strip clubs for phase 3?
I don't know. I don't even know what phase 3 is anymore. I'm just going along with it. If it's open, it's open. If not, it's closed.
But, like, are they opening strip clubs is
Probably
my question.
Not.
Frick. I'm really just trying to get a terrible lap dance from ugly ladies.
And give them my money for it.
Yeah.
We gotta support them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, ugly girls deserve money, too. It should have been my senior yearbook quote.
Ugly girls deserve money, too.
Yeah.
Honestly, you know, it'd be funny if, like, you were known for high school just, like, giving dollars to random people, and then that was your senior yearbook quote, ugly girls deserve money, too.
Oh, my God.
What a lead-up.
Can you literally imagine how they would feel?
That's
I would have had
You could give them to all the people that you, at, like, all the people you hate. Just be like, oh, here's a dollar. You walk in the hallway, oh, here's a dollar. You cash out $100 at the very, or however many days there is in, like, of school, $1 a day. Each day, you give somebody $1 every single day of the school year.
Oh, my God.
Ugly girls deserve money, too. That's funny.
You would literally have to know that you wanted that to be your senior yearbook quote very early on and do planning for that. I bet I could get Nate in on that.
Nate would
do it, and it would be ruthless. It would be ruthless.
But, like, don't tell anybody that. Yeah, I'm just blessing people's day.
But, yeah, here's a dollar. I wonder if they read it and then remember that he gave them a dollar.
It would be something people would, like, not everybody would understand it, but if you knew,
got a dollar, you knew.
Because people looking back with their kids, oh yeah, that's a dude that, like, gave me money in high school, and then you look at this thing, ugly girls deserve money too, and you're like, dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun.
I was thinking about the Law and Order theme song.
I thinking about?
Yeah. No. Because we're making something.
No.
No. You can come in probably in like 30 minutes.
I was thinking about the special unit thing.
Yeah, the SVU. Law and Order SVU. What are you going?
That's something different. What is that? Bam, 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 bam.
ACAB, but Olivia Benson. Olivia Benson is not a part of that. And Elliot.
Yes, they are.
No.
Yes.
No.
Police uniform, equal bad.
No. Paul Blart?
Once you defeat all other police officers, you reach the final boss.
Paul Blart is coming in. What are those scooters called?
Not a moped.
Segways.
Downtown. Cruising to the alley, tiptoeing.
Tiptoe. Through the window.
Oh my God.
You know what I think? I think Paul Blart is such a great movie.
Do you remember? Do you remember when I used to send out my streaks every day and I would hide the little picture of Paul Blart?
Oh my God, I do. I forgot all about that. Has anyone even said anything about it?
The only people who realized were, like, you and Lillian and, like, Tina? Question mark. But it was so funny. Every day you look for Paul Blart.
And some days I'd forget about it and I'd see him and I'd be like, nice. For anybody who doesn't know, Kylie, when we did, like, streaks in early high school and stuff like that, she would take a little sticker of Paul Blart and try and hide it in the picture.
The same picture every day. Some days it would be a little easier.
Bagel, I'm balancing this lid on the straw due to my aerodynamic magic.
That could have decapitated you.
How long have we been doing this for?
Not long enough.
Ask me a question, Bagel.
If you had to classify an armadillo as either a bird or a dog.
A dog.
How about a bird or a horse?
Horse. They don't fly.
Yeah, but technically, bone structurally, they're more similar to birds than dogs. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
Bird bone equal armadillo bone. I'm not a bird specialist. Birds are not even real, first of all. I'm just saying. But if
bird
you think
bone equals armadillo bone.
But if you
what
think
is there to not understand?
If you think about it though, armadillos, when you think about them, are closer to dogs, like how they look, how they present themselves, how they project their energy, you know? Yeah. But anatomically speaking, bird.
How would you classify
every animal can fit into either bird, horse, or dog, and I stand by that. Literally,
no, that makes sense.
Literally, any animal can be classified into those three categories.
A Komodo dragon,
dog for sure.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah. Blue whale,
horse,
bird.
What?
Yeah.
How?
Bird.
Bird of the ocean.
Big bird.
Big bird of the ocean. Okay, no, yeah, I see that. Crabs.
Hey, crabs.
Crabs is hard.
Crabs is hard. I want to say bird, but I know that's not right.
None of them. Crabs can't be classified dog.
Yeah, they can't. Crabs are definitely closer to dog. I'd give them horse, but too small. They bite, they run, they chase, they attack.
Most importantly,
but most important,
He made a nice snack. That's it. No further questions, Your Honor.
No.
What?
Jack Skellington.
He's not an animal.
Dog or bird.
Literally none of them.
I did ask.
He's not an animal.
Horse. Dog.
Horse.
Or bird. A horse?
Yes.
It's funny because Zero is a bird, but he's a dog. But he's a bird.
Yeah, no, he is. But, like, not. You, no. It depends on, like, what he's doing.
Like,
it can go either way.
No, he's more bird than a dog.
No, he's definitely more dog than
just
bird.
Just because he goes, whoop!
But he has bird aspects. Just because he fly doesn't make him bird.
Because he fly does not make him bird. He's a bird.
No, he's not. He's a dog. He's and Jack Skellington is a horse. Do you know what else I think is weird? Pigeons. Pigeons existed before there were cities. Think about
it. I know.
It.
I wonder what they
digest.
Did.
Nothing.
I'm going to look up. What? What?
What do pigeons eat in the wild?
Do pigeons
eat in I think I'm going to legally change my name to Soup.
I thought you were about to say pigeon.
Yeah.
Pigeons and doves eat variety of grains, seeds, greens, berries, fruits, and occasionally eat insects. So they're like the pescatarians of the bird world.
Pescatarians eat fish?
No, but that's what I'm saying. It said they eat like greens and berries and fruits, but occasionally they'll eat insects. So they're like the pescatarians of the bird world. Wow, I cracked the code.
I done cracked the code.
I got. Where did they
what live? Happened to like, the front of your drawers?
They, well, that's been like that for literally long. The little door's right there. It's
do you realize that I also haven't been over in literally the longest
time? No, Bagel, it's been like that for like 3 years.
No, Bagel, I don't think it has.
Yes, it has.
No, it hasn't.
I think I know.
3 years is a long time for me to have not noticed that.
Well, because for a while, it was literally hanging on by one screw, and it was just like, it was just hanging. And like a year ago, I took it off. That's just right here. I just need to get a little screw for it. But it's like the really small screws, and I don't feel like going close. So, here we are. Screw this.
Do you realize what they're gonna hear?
What? Gonna Yo, I zoned out. I forgot we were doing this.
They're gonna hear me going, and you going tiptoe through the window.
That was what I really like. I disassociated for I don't know how long ago.
That was our most true and authentic self.
Wait, what's the time stamp? I don't know. I wanna listen to this.
I also zoned out like 26 minutes. I also zoned out, and because I was zoned out on you zoning out, and then I was like, oh yeah, and then I I looked down, and I was like, oh snap, they're going to be listening, and then for like 2 straight minutes, it's going to be you going tiptoe through the window. And
because you're talking about a drawer, and I looked over, and I was just like, no, my brain said, absolutely not.
And then it's me just blowing into a straw.
That was very funny.
That's our most authentic self.
I got really tired. I was just like,
I didn't even take my meds this morning.
Kyla.
I know, Bagel. I said I was gonna, but Bagel. I didn't. Bagel. Yeah, Bagel. Tiptoe through the window. Why are we... Why were you singing it like
I don't even remember how I was singing. I just was so singing. I do not know what happened.
I swear to God, you started singing it normally, and then the longer it went on, the weirder it got.
Far.
You started out singing it normally. You're on tiptoe through the wind. And then after like 4 times, you're like tiptoe through the window.
We are so... That's what I said. said we need to go in this podcast without a plan. Because now look at us. Being our true, authentic selves.
No. You sound creepy. Like a little old man. I with am like, a little old man. No, but like the green Halloween crunchy fingers. What? Okay, they have these things at Party City that you can put on your fingers.
Oh, yeah.
The zombie know. Fingers.
Yeah, I could start well.
They can't see when you do like that.
You know the video where the Party City, they're like, and they go, and they figured out.
Sometimes I get really aware of when we say things, like what they'll hear. Like, they'll hear you just be like, you remember that video where they went, and then they stuck the
they
finger.
They know what I'm talking about, though.
Do they?
They are on, whoever is this far into this mayhem obviously messes with us a little bit.
Tiptoe through the window.
Shut up. I really don't remember what I did.
You tiptoed.
I was tiptoeing through the tulips.
Period, poo.
I do be tiptoeing.
Your knee do look kind of nice like this.
It do be bruised.
Really?
I always have bruised on my legs. For literally no bagel.
Yeah, bagel.
I mean, probably. But maybe. Probably like 50%. I had bruises on my knees before me and Tyler started dating. So, probably just added to it. Also, I'm not really on my knees necessarily. I mean, like, I'm on my knees, but I'm not on the floor.
A classy lady.
Exactly. I mean, like, twice. But, yeah.
Tiptoe.
I wonder if he's listening. I'm going to tell... I told him we were doing a podcast. I don't know if he's going to listen to the whole thing. Hello. When is the last time you sucked dick?
I plead the fifth.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. A long time ago.
A long time ago?
A long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
A very long time ago. Back in my day.
Back in my day.
Tip Carol through the window.
I remember when you guys were going on.
I like, also.
Duke it out.
Yeah.
That's very high school to me. That was.
I literally, my biggest accomplishment in high school was being the gross couple in the hallway. That's the only thing.
That was literally, I remember like freshman and sophomore, you'd be like, dude, please tell me if I ever get like that. And then I'd tell you, and you'd be like,
they go, shut up. Yeah.
No, like actually disgusting.
Literally the only thing I miss. Yeah.
I remember the time I went to the library and hung out with Jesus, and I literally saw you two, and you gave me a finger gun almost, and then you crouched down in the library corner. And I was like, I'm going to let her do her thing, and I'm going to do my thing.
And I do it again. Yeah, no, literally, that was like, I remember the first time we ever kissed in front of you, and you were like,
it made me very uncomfortable. I was like, oh, is this what we're doing? I was
like, oh, so it's real now. It's like a thing?
I didn't like it.
Yeah. That was the only thing I miss.
Kissing in the library?
Just kissing in general. I give him that.
Really?
Yeah. I don't give him a lot of things, especially now. But
I mean, hey, it do be like that sometimes.
But I will say, he's got that going for him.
Aw. Good for him.
Yeah.
What are you about to say?
I'm not going to say it.
Just say it.
For the record, I'm not going to say it.
Whisper it.
No.
But
we're making a podcast.
We are making a podcast. That's something I'd give. Yeah. I'd give them too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really? Really? No, he doesn't look like the type.
No, like, I know. I was surprised. He's the person who taught me how to kiss. And now.
Interesting.
No, yeah. He was my first kiss, and he literally, like, taught me. Quite literally was like, no. Like, you know, in my boo, where it's like, I was the one who said, put your lips like this. Quite literally taught me how to kiss. And now.
Like, was that a conversation y'all had?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I know, because he knew I'd, like, never really kiss anybody like that.
His first kiss. My first kiss went a little like this. Literally, my first kiss was disgusting. I'm glad that that's not how I learned how to kiss.
Rocker's Kiss was not bad at all.
I don't know if I ever learned how to kiss.
Because, so you just do it. If you think, I thought about it too hard, and he knew I thought about it too hard, so he was like, yo, you're fine.
Just do it. Just,
yeah, and you just go with the flow. Because you also kind of match your person.
Yeah.
You kind of mimic them. I mean, you have to. If one person's going one way and one person's going the other way, it's not going to work like that.
I don't know. I feel like in like a year and a half, I got pretty good at it. A year and a half of being gross in high school.
That's fair.
Got me somewhere.
Tyler, absolutely. If he's listening to this, I hope he knows. Chef's kiss. Everything about him. Immaculate.
Yeah, that's the only part I miss about a relationship. Like, I literally, truly don't ever want another boyfriend again in my life. Period. Done dating. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Ruin that for me. I didn't want to...
You're going to tell me whenever you have, like, Tinder dates over, right?
I'm not having anybody over. I literally don't want to talk to boys. I don't want to look at them. I don't want to, like, go out with them. None of it. No. I didn't even want a boyfriend before him.
That's fair.
And then he ruined it for me. And now I never want one. Like, I was fine when it was happening. And then we broke up, and now I'm like, that's disgusting, and I never want another one.
Boys, nasty. Boys are gross.
Not, like, as a species. Just, like...
Really? Yeah. I think individually, sometimes they're okay. I think as a species, horrible.
Okay, yeah. As a species, they're horrible. Individual people... fine sometimes, but every single
kinda
one
like
of
white people. White people as a collective whole,
terrible. No. Yeah,
but if you individual ones, fine.
But literally, the thing is that no matter how good you think they are individually, there's still a reason
that they're
a boy.
Yeah, I think I'm not. Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean.
And literally, the reason that I'm never gonna date again is because I never want to have to break up again.
That's why you find one, and nope, you just don't.
Because I also don't want to do that either.
That's fair. That's true. That's very true. I'm assuming.
Yeah. Aww. So I'm just done with it.
No. Me and Tyler aren't breaking up. Period. Not gonna happen. We've been dating for almost 4 months. I think that's crazy. That's been a long time.
Not that long.
But I mean, like, thinking about it in hindsight, I could be like, oh yeah, like, we had our first date last week. We literally had our first date last month. And then I'm like, oh no. That was, like, in June. We do be in October.
Well, also, you're grown up now. So, grown up time is way That's different true. Than high school time.
That's true.
4 months is absolutely nothing in grown up time.
That's true. High school time, you're like, oh, my God.
High school time, I spent
That's
my...
That's true.
I spent my entire junior year and half of my senior year in a relationship. I spent...
That's true. It's very different.
Like... almost my entire high school, like literally
half of your high school,
half of high school, because by the time I got out of a relationship, we weren't even in school anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So literally I spent half of high school in a relationship, missed out on the best days of my life. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding, it wasn't terrible.
Some of it, half, first half,
it wasn't terrible in a relationship. I still
this it's life. Definitely different. I people
still
are like,
be
I
like skirt, skirt, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's a different kind of, like, it's, like, you become a different person. Like, it's a different way of living.
Yeah.
Because your prior, like, your mindset's different, and then it's, like, just, it's, like, I don't know, because, like, you also have to consider, like, oh, I'm in a partnership. Like, if you end up getting to that point, it's, like, oh, I'm in a partnership with said person. You have to take them into consideration for a lot of things. It's just, like, there's another priority in your life. It's mm-hmm. just, like, and obviously, every relationship's different, but I don't know.
I think it's definitely going to be a hot minute. If anybody... is able to convince me to date them again,
uh-huh.
it's gonna have to be
a while.
Intense. It's gonna have to be a very intense feeling, and it's gonna have to happen very quickly.
That's fair. That's what, when I started talking to Tyler, you knew for a fact I did not want to be in a relationship at all. And I'm like, and I wasn't even thinking about it, because it was like, me and said person, we broke up in like late March. And then it was like, I was only single for like 3 months. Yeah, like, three and a half, 4 months. And, like, thinking about it, I'm like, that really wasn't even that long, and I did not want a relationship. But now look at me.
Yeah.
A simp.
Period.
I do be simping. I really do be simping over this dude.
Yeah, no.
No, I be simping.
I've simped for one man ever in my life.
Angel listening to this sheds a tear.
Probably. Yeah, no. I've literally only ever... I mean, technically two, I guess. Two. I've simped for two men in my life.
Yeah, you have. I probably simp
You were a simp when
I was like, I was whenever I'm dating somebody, I'm always a simp.
Yeah.
I simp for whoever I was dating. I claim
could never be me.
I claim three people simping for.
I went hard for my two people.
That's true. You did. You were very
well, if you get me to simp, yo, it's good luck turning that off. It'll be 6 years later, and I'm gonna still be like, oh my god. Yeah, I want to hang out with you. You got a girlfriend? I don't even care.
That's so funny.
Yeah, good thing person number two turned off my simpitude real quick.
Maybe I could put you on one of Tyler's friends.
Absolutely not.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely not. I mean, like, we can be friends if they want to talk. That's cool, but I'm absolutely not. Not dang. No. Yeah. Aww.
Dang.
What dang? Can you, okay. And?
And your boy.
Give every single one of his friends my number and be like, boys, shoot your shot.
Fair enough. One of them does definitely have a kid, so I'm not going to give you to rank. Nope.
I have, okay, here's my hard nose, okay? Can't be over 27.
Yeah.
Okay, no children, no military.
Yeah. I don't think any of his friends are in the military.
That's it. That's my hardest.
So that only rules out one of his friends. And I wasn't going to give that to you anyway.
Okay.
Sounds great. I don't know about, like, relationship status.
I don't even care. Truly, think about it. I don't care.
Okay.
I don't even care if they have, like, messy exes or entanglements.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll get him on board.
Okay.
I'll be like, listen, I have a meeting. I hang out tomorrow. I'll be like, listen, this is what's going to happen.
Is he spending the night this weekend?
He is.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure he is.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm going to go pick him up after work. Nice. That's one thing. Actually, no. I'm not even going to do that.
No. Okay.
Anyways, next. No, he is spending the night. I'm very excited about it. It's a
fun party. You better break your straw, Bagel.
I know. These are very nice straws.
I know.
But it's fun going like this.
Tape toe. Through the window.
I think it's so funny. Once my therapist told me that I had ADHD.
Really?
Did I never tell you that?
That's so exciting.
Did I really never tell you that?
Do you really have it? That's so exciting. High five
did
for
you not
ADHD.
Know that?
No.
I told. No. I know. But me doing this made me think about it. No. When I was. Okay. So whenever I was having. I don't know. Anyway. Anyways, what I was saying is what I was doing made me think about it. But what I was saying, when I started therapy and I was having really intense panic attacks, I told you that's how I thought I was like going crazy. I swore up and down I was schizophrenic. I don't know what it was, but my panic attacks were literally so bad. I when I started like wasn't going to school, I really swore I was schizophrenic. And so she did like the doctor test on me,
uh-huh.
And then she was like, "No, you're definitely not schizophrenic." But and then I was like. But what? And obviously she with the tongue out really bad and right, but no, she was like, "You have a very mild form of ADHD." And I was like, "Aw, that makes a lot of sense actually."
That's so exciting.
I don't know if I'm so excited.
So excited.
So excited.
I'm so excited. But, look at us.
Yeah.
Aw.
I can't believe I never told you that. I didn't really I actually didn't even tell mom until like 2 months ago. I was like, yeah. Like, I don't, like, some days I'm like, ah, and other days I'm like, I'm fine. But I told her, she was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I just didn't tell anybody that my therapist told me I had ADHD.
That's like, so like, exciting. That's my favorite disorder to tell people I have.
ADHD.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no,
sometimes
I really.
Sometimes it really kicks in at work, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
It's pretty great, isn't it?
But then I plummet.
You ever think about that kid at Animal Science who would just not take his meds on Friday?
Oh my god, Michael. I love Michael.
Fun Fridays.
Fun Fridays. I missed that. That was such a good time. Miss Kearns would get so mad, but it was Fun Fridays. So to fill people in.
It doesn't matter.
No, I'm going to. We haven't talked to them at all. They're listening though. So to fill people in.
Whatever,
in high
they
school,
don't need to know.
In animal science, there was this dude. His name was Michael. He was either a sophomore or a junior at
he
the time.
He was a sophomore.
I was a senior.
Yes.
Question mark? I don't even remember.
You were a senior. He was a sophomore. He had ADHD. He would take his medicine regularly.
Yes.
And
regularly.
Then on
Fridays. It was Fun Friday. And he would never take his medicine. He called it Fun Fridays. And he'd be like off the wall. And he was
literally
so funny.
ADHD meds make you so whack though. Like
I would
it's,
never take medicine.
It's no fun to take it. Like it makes you like
messes with your body. Make sure you go. Michael on and off his medicine. Like, when he was on his medicine, he would, like, wouldn't ever
completely talk. Different person.
No, yeah.
And I hate it. Like,
when you started taking your medicines, I noticed, like, whenever I first saw you after you started, when you were actually taking your medicine, it was, like, it was different.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, probably I still love you.
I hate it. It's, like, it chills you out. You don't want to talk to anybody. It makes you, like, not as happy and bubbly. Like, it's just, it's just not fun for me.
I got to chill.
I'm just straight up not a fan. And also, it doesn't.
What do you mean?
Gandy texted me. Oh. Also, like, it doesn't mix well with antidepressants. And so this is what I found out. I thought that I had, like, bad anxiety, but, like, I didn't realize that a symptom of ADHD was getting anxious. And they were like, the difference between anxiety and ADHD is that you feel, so ADHD makes you have no motivation to do it. And depression makes you have no, like, interest in doing it. So you lose interest for things you love. But ADHD, you still love the things, but you just don't have the motivation to do them. And then I thought that I had anxiety, but apparently just not having motivation to do the things you want to do is what makes you anxious.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a...
So I don't, like, have, like, anxiety. I just get really anxious because I don't have the... I enjoy my school stuff. But I have no motivation to do it. Mm. So I'll be anxious.
Yeah, because then you're anxious because you're like, oh, I need to and I like doing it, but I don't want to do it.
Exactly.
And then you're like, absolutely not.
I know. I only take my meds, like, some days because I'm like, all right, today I might need it. Okay. Otherwise, it's always Fun Friday unless proven otherwise.
Unless stated otherwise in the court of law.
Literally, like, if my room gets super messy, I'll take it. And I'll be like, all right, today is the day. I'm going to be like... Good.
You know what I think is funny? How people, if we have, like, a video podcast, how I know we have ADHD, we're both so distraught, and we're like, and we're just like, and we're actually talking and having a conversation, but since we're very distracted, that's so funny. No, see, that's so funny. So we both have ADHD. You're depressed, and I'm really anxious.
Aww, look at us. That's so cute. My therapist told me she thinks I might be bipolar. She says she hasn't tested me for it yet, but she's like, every time I see you, there's, like, no telling what you're gonna get, and then even, like, halfway through, like, a session or something, you'll just flip, and I'll be like, well, my mama has it, so, that and my sense. Dad has it.
So, that would I make might. Sense. That would actually make a lot
my
sense.
Shorty be catching moves, swing. Shorty just got bipolar.
Oh, gosh, she just got bipolar.
But I'm absolutely not taking bipolar medicine.
That's fair. You just have to be careful, because you're off, like, I remember my cousin Adam. He had bipolar stuff, but he'd get really violent, like physically really violent people. So he was like, had to.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't any question, he had to take them.
As far as I know, I think I just have violent thoughts.
That's fair.
Like, I don't act on it. I'll be acting, you know?
I'll be acting. I just be thinking. You do be acting
dude,
sometimes.
Did I tell you, I was at work and I was like, Casey, why are you talking to yourself? And she was like, I just be talking to myself. And I was like, yeah, but you're doing it out loud. And she's like, well, how do you do it? And I was like, I talk to myself in my head. And she goes, Kyla, that's called thinking. Kyla, that's called thinking. I was like, yo, you do that too?
Really? Wow. I just be talking to myself in my head.
The difference is, it's like, I thought when people think thoughts, they're like things, you know what I'm talking? Do you know?
No,
what
no, I know. But yeah. When you're like having a conversation, yes. Whoa, that's just thinking.
Right.
You're not even thinking in your head. You're talking to yourself in your head. That's literally thinking. Just thinking.
Yeah, you ew. Think through a whole
no,
conversation.
No, I think thinking is a whole.
No.
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 No. Talking to yourself in your head is a whole
Let me tell you why that was funny before you continue.
I don't know why you're laughing.
Because we were both trying so hard to say the exact same sentence, but we both just kept saying no, and it got progressively higher in octaves. I'd be like, no, 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 no.
Well, I was trying to, no, because I had a counter
no,
argument.
But like.
Big, I no. have a counter argument. No.
No, like.
So thinking is a whole broad. Okay, so it's no, kind of like a family tree chart. The tree is thinking.
No.
And then
I disagree.
Talking to yourself in your head is like a subcategory of thinking. Because you are thinking. Thinking could be anything. Thinking could be me talking. Thinking
no, it's
is
not
you doing anything.
Thinking is not you talking. Thinking is thoughts.
No, I'm gonna have to disagree with you on that one.
Literally,
I think any brain activity can be categorized as thinking.
If you do it, it's your motor function.
No, Bagel, you're thinking.
No, Bagel, you're not.
Yes, you are.
No, Bagel,
me
I
walking,
literally.
I could be thinking. You're thinking to walk.
You think? No, you're not. You certainly are not. I literally am taking psychology.
I've taken AP psychology. I know what I'm talking
Bagel,
about.
Bagel, literally, I'm taking college psychology. So
AP is college psychology. Thinking of the after I've already said it, dumbass.
I can and I did. You know why? Because I thought about doing
it. Exactly. You thought about it and you did it. But it
before
your motor,
I did it.
No.
No, because.
It's me talking right now. I'm listening to
oh my God.
I'm processing and I'm thinking what I'm saying. I'm thinking what I'm going to say to you.
Yeah, but saying it is not thinking.
I'm not saying talking is thinking. That's talking. I'm thinking about the act of thinking before you talk. It's thinking.
Oh my God.
They know what I'm talking about.
I don't think that they agree with you. On behalf of them, they disagree.
Says who? Them?
Yeah.
They're not going to say anything. They can't talk to us. They're a podcast.
They're thinking about...
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. That's no, Bagel. Me going like this, I'm thinking about that. I'm not saying me moving my way.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so for you, those of you at home, I move my leg up and down. This, I'm not saying the act of me moving my leg is thinking, but I'm saying in my head, my motor active neutrons said, Ashley, you're going to move your leg.
No, Bagel, and here's why.
I said, all right, and I said.
No, Bagel, that's your sensory cortex. All it does is move the thing.
That don't make any sense that I'm thinking about it.
You...
My brain as a whole just thought. My brain moved and works together like a factory, and it thought about it.
You're not thinking.
Oh my God.
About it.
Say
like
who? You can't tell me what I do when I'm not thinking.
Listen, you're not thinking about it like that. Okay.
Oh my God.
And that's thing. Okay. Think about this. Okay. You're sitting still. Whatever you're saying to yourself in your head, thoughts. When you're just thinking and you're thinking about thinking, that's thoughts.
My thunk. It's called thunky.
When you want to move something, that's not, I mean, obviously, sometimes you gotta think about it. But if you're walking, you're, like, in the process of walking.
It's split second thinking. I hope you have known this conversation so much because I know it makes you mad.
I'm, like, very angry.
Split second thinking.
That's. Second thinking. You know what this also makes me think about?
The arm bone song.
Yeah!
Because I thought about it. I thought about it and I told you.
That's why it's making me mad. Because the whole time you're like, no, Bagel, I thunk it. I'm like, the head bone connected to the neck bone.
For those of you who don't know, me and Kylo was taking anatomy.
I'm a biology major.
Yeah, so. Ew.
That was real cute.
For those of you at home. Yeah. When she was saying anatomy, she was talking about the bones, and I made a song, and I was like, the neck bone's connected to the shoulder bone.
Shoulder bone's connected to the arm bone. The arm bone's connected to the hand bone.
And that's the bone song, and I did the whole body.
And it made me really mad, and she'd do it every day in the hallway.
Stinky.
Thank you, Bagel. They probably smell like marinara, but left
ew.
Out. Left
for
out.
Those of you who don't know that, marinara, she made pizza today.
For those of you who don't know, I'm actually allergic to the marinara.
That's why she's wearing socks.
The marinara is actually what gets me.
So it's just marinara to you?
Sometimes.
Dude, your feet stink.
So plug your nose.
Ew! They're very stinky, Bagel. The sun is hitting them and they're heating up the stink.
They're cooking. They be cooking. What are you doing?
I just wanted the
on. Don't touch my iPhone 11 Pro Plus Max XL. Mint green. XXX. Do you want to end this?
I guess so. This has been a really funny podcast. What?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
What did you just say?
Anyways, this has been really fun, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate you. We couldn't make these podcasts without you. Actually, we could. We do it every other time. But we appreciate you listening if you do, in fact, decide to listen. I am Kyla, and she is...
Ashley.
Ashley. Anyways, Ashley. Thank you so much for being a part of our podcast.
What's our podcast family name?
You know, well, our podcast is called The Issue Is Your Tissue.
Our tissues.
They can just be our
tissue box.
They're our tissues.
The family is the tissue box.
Y'all are our tissue box.
No,
we're the tissue. We're.
No, I'm saying so, like, the family. Like, how the Ace family. The Ace family is the Ace family. Like, there are. Like, our collective audience as a whole is our tissue boxes.
And they're the tissues.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with it. Well, all what right. Are we? Kleenex? We're the company. I'm actually CEO of the company.
Anyways, bye guys.
Bye guys. We love you. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.